Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. I'm following up on a lesson that we were talking about on Friday about when our own children are wrestling with the Lord. And that is a difficult season for any parent to experience. But we're looking at the book of Genesis, and we're talking about Jacob and his experience with the Lord. And we talked last time about the fact that in the beginning of Jacob's life, he referred to God as the God of his father Abraham and Isaac, but really didn't make that personal. The next thing that we learn is in chapter 32 of Genesis. The word tells us that Jacob wrestled with God all night, and when morning was coming, the Lord tells him to let him go. Jacob replies, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The Lord asks Jacob, "What is your name?" Strange question, isn't it? Why in the world would he ask him his name at a moment like this? Because as soon as Jacob utters his name, he is confessing himself a deceiver, taking responsibility for his past and confessing it to the Lord. Finally, the Lord changes Jacob's name from deceiver to Israel, which means he struggles with God. But as beautiful is the name that Israel gave to the place of their struggle, he calls it Peniel, meaning it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. This experience changed Jacob's gait for the rest of his life. He walked with a limp from that moment forward. Those of us who have a child or someone we love in spiritual identity crisis can gain much comfort and encouragement from this story. Jacob was a grandson of Father Abraham. His father Isaac laid himself on an altar to be sacrificed because of his faith and that of his father Abraham. Yet Jacob had to have his own wrestling match with the Lord. Jacob had to take ownership for his own past and shortcomings and wrestle the thing through with God. And then he called the Lord his God and knew that he had seen God face to face for himself. The same is true for our children. They must put their own hand to the question, asking themselves, "What will I do with this man they call Jesus?" They will own up to their own past and shortcomings, and there will certainly be painful moments, life-changing moments. But when all is said and done, they will have seen him face to face, and he will have changed their gait. Their walk with him will never be the same. We can trust them to the process. Our God hasn't lost a wrestling match yet. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at thehopechoice.com or candygibbs.com. Have a great day.